So what happened on the rest of the expedition? Well, the day after this enormous ascent, I didn't move much. I slept, I sat around camp, and it's fair to say there were signs that I had pushed pretty hard physically the day before. You know what a hamster looks like when it's got its cheeks full of food? I looked like a cross between that and Sylvester Stallone in the Rocky movies. I had a bit of swelling going on because that's one of the other altitude symptoms. You get a bit of water in places that it wouldn't normally be hanging out. So I took it very easy the next day and recovered incredibly well. And basically for the rest of the expedition out in the mountains, I just felt better and better and better, to the extent that towards the end of the expedition, when people had been climbing lots of things, I was one of only three people still going. And not only still going, but bouncing around like a mountain goat, probably in quite an irritating way, actually, as the others were all knackered. And we did three other first ascents and I think a first ascent on a new route. So the mountain had been climbed before, but we did a different route. We did more snowy and icy routes. We did a couple on sort of boulders at the edge of a glacier. And then on the last day, we actually did a pure rock route. So this was a rock climb led by John Bigger, the expedition leader. And me and my mate Bob were doing a rock climb at something like 5,300 metres above sea level. So that was an extraordinary experience as well, to be literally climbing vertically at that kind of height. It was a magic expedition. One which started off in a pretty scary way, basically. Scary physically, scary because I was isolated from the team for a while, and scary because you've invested a lot of time and money in these expeditions. You know, it's not a cheap holiday, and it's a big old flight to get out to Peru. And the uncertainty of, well, what's going to happen was pretty horrendous. But the biggest thing I take from that whole trip was about persistence and just gently carrying on, taking whatever small steps you can, giving yourself a bit of space to recover, and then the sheer magnificence of climbing in these incredible, remote, plentiful, huge mountains, several of which are ours, our first ascents. And I love them all to pieces.